And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
That's local science stories of national significance. And our story this day comes from Yosemite National Park. You know it. It's more popular than ever. In 2017, there were 4.3 million park goers. That's about a million more than just a decade ago. But as you know, with more visitors comes more traffic, more hikers, more search and rescue operations. A busier park means park statistics are trending upwards across the board, except in one category. And that's the number of human encounters with bears. Here to talk about what Yosemite does to curb the number of bear-human conflicts in the park is Ezra David Romero, environment reporter for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, California, host of the station's Yosemite Land podcast. Ezra, welcome to Science Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, we've all watched, you know, those cute movies on TV. Bears have been historically, into interacting with people, but they've become a problem in the park, right?
Yeah, you know, everyone loves these cute little black bears in Yosemite National Park. In 1998, there were about 1,600 bear interactions in the park. And today, there's about fewer than 100 a year. And it's all thanks to this program called Keep Bears Wild, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And there were so many for a good reason. Like, people used to feed bears in the park. They'd set up bleachers in Yosemite and put trash in the middle and watch bears eat them.
No.
50 years ago.
No.
50 years ago or so. So these bears got used to eating human food. So there's this big campaign to have bears stop eating human food and keeping bears wild.
So, okay, give us the formula. How have the rangers been able to get the numbers down, even when the park attendance is at, what, highest rate ever?
Yeah, so there's about 300 to 500 bears in Yosemite at any given time. You know, they don't know the bounds of the park or the map of Yosemite per se. They use a number of things. They have bear boxes at campgrounds and along trails where people can put their food and smelly items, and that's to discourage bears from, you know, eating human food or deodorant and things like that. And they also put GPS collars around some bears and they tag them. And then the Park Service actively monitors bears. They have a computer system on iPads. They can, like, see where these bears are at, and then they can go and say if a bear gets near a campground or near Yosemite Valley, like the lodge or something like that, they can go and try to get that bear out of that area by using nonviolent tactics or, you know, loud noises, or they can shoot, like, sandbags, or ultimately they can capture the bear and move it to another area of the park.
So this has been successful, no?
Yeah, really successful. You know, with 4 million visitors in the park every year and a growing bear population, they're bound to have these encounters. But the number of bear encounters has decreased, and the number of bears killed because of these encounters have decreased as well. And last year, in 2017, there were 23 bears that were hit by cars in the park. Cars and us humans entering this island, per se, in the middle of Yosemite are the biggest threat to bears. And so 4 of those bears last year died. And this year so far, 4 bears as of June were hit by cars. And we're unsure exactly about how many bears have died so far.
So cars, have they taken any special measures for cars in the park?
Yeah, tons. They have this Red Bear, Dead Bear program. So as you're driving on the roads and the highways into the park, you'll see yellow signs with black writing that say speeding kills bears with a red bear on them. And when you see that, that means a bear was killed there. And so they're actively trying to get people to slow down. And they're using these speed tracking signs in the park starting this year. And they're also increasing ticketing to get people to slow down because they don't want bears to die.
Yes. Pull off the road and listen to Science Friday on the side there. All right. Thank you, Ezra.
Thank you.
Ezra David Romero, Capital Public Radio's environmental reporter and host of the station's Yosemite Land podcast.